Hi, I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not Shannon.
Girl, you are top shelf.
Winner, winner, winner.
Suis sans sac de vie.
Oh, spiders! Hello!
You sound like Mrs. Doubtfire.
I know. I do love that. I've been watching more old movies lately, like on Disney Plus, and it was like, oh, turns out that I steal everything I say from movies. I do not have an original joke or thought at all.
That is one thing I tell all of our exchange students, that Americans love movies, and we quote them all the time, and they are deeply interwoven into our culture.
Yep.
So if we say something, you don't get it, it's probably because it's a movie quote. So
yep, truly. I didn't tell you this. I found a tick in my bed last night.
Did I tell you I found a tick in my hair? Like a day after it had been there? Oh my god. Okay, yeah. You tell your bed story. Go ahead.
No, it wasn't even I don't even know where the fuck it came from. It was a fully flat tick, so it hadn't been feeding. And I like look over here. I'm looking to my left, you guys. I look over here and I look back and it's on my fucking computer screen.
Probably fell off your cat.
Yeah, but it was a dog tick, which don't normally feed on cats, which I guess is obvious because that tick was unfed. It was a flat fucking tick. But I freaked the fuck out. I've been getting bitten alive lately. Like, I just have all these bites. And I was like, oh, my God, if I had ticks, like, I'm freaking out over here.
So, time ceased to exist right now. So, I'm just going to say a few weeks ago. It could have been 3 days ago. I really don't know.
Who knows?
I think at this point, it was about 2 weeks ago because it was Mother's Day. Remember, I sat out on the porch on Mother's Day with Catherine for, like, 3 hours. And accidentally got burnt, even though I was sitting in the shade the entire time.
Right, because it reflected off the reflection.
The building, yeah. The next morning, I was combing my hair. I combed my hair, and then you do like the once, like through, and
you kind
of shake it out and kind of feel the back of your neck. Well, I went down and felt the back of my neck, and I was like, what's that bump on the back of my scalp there? So it's above my neckline, but right at the bottom.
Yeah.
Big hard bump. And I scratched at it and pulled a fucking tick. And I was like, ah! And I like flicked it across the bathroom. It landed on the towel, like right next to me. So I like got a piece of toilet paper, pulled it up. It's living in a baggie in my freezer right now.
Oh, that's a good way to do it. I doused that fucker in a ton of isopropyl alcohol, let it sit in that for a couple minutes, and then washed it down the drain.
Oh, so I think you're supposed to keep them if you get Lyme disease, so.
Well, I mean, it was a flat tick, so it clearly wasn't feeding on me or my cat.
Yeah, I don't know. It could have been flat. I really don't remember.
No, if it was like, the flat ticks are like straight up like very flat. If they're rounded at all, then it's been feeding.
Think it was flat then. I don't remember seeing a bubble butt.
Fucking flat. No, the whole body. Like, yeah. The body goes from being like this to being like this.
Yeah.
Like, if their body's rounded.
I don't know. All I know is it came out of my hair very easily, so it had at least not latched.
Yeah, no, Sid had one last year, but it was a different kind. It wasn't a dog tick. It looked like a little lentil. So I'm like petting him and I come across a bump and I'm like, what the fuck is this? And I pull on it and it doesn't come off easily. And I pull on it harder and then its little legs are going and it's all mad. And
my eyes got real big.
I put that in a cap full of alcohol and just let that fucker drown. But last night I was like very close to bedtime. So I was like, we're just going to douse him in it for a couple minutes and then wash him down the sink.
Welcome to 2020, where grown-ass women get ticks.
Yeah. I went and visited my grandma the other day at rehab. I just stood outside her window and said hi. It was fucking depressing, and I went and got fast food afterwards.
Yeah. I was going to ask if you're allowed to go in and see them yet. No, they still have the elderly on lockdown.
Yep, the elderly are still on lockdown. Although, I think that part of, like, the rules are different for her now that she's in rehab than they would be at her apartment. Like, I know that they released some of the things. Like, she's allowed to go on the bus and go grocery shopping now. But, I mean, it doesn't matter because she is in rehab. So I literally don't understand what's going on. I think that she's losing her mind.
Yeah. Your mom was telling me a little bit about that. So.
It's a sad story.
It is a sad story. I've had a lot of friends, parents.
Wait. Do you know what that's from that I said? Real quick, circling it back around. That is from season 1, episode 1 of RuPaul's Drag Race. Bibi Sahara Benet says it. So they, like, when they douse her in water, she's like, oh, it's a sad story. And I have said that for the last 12 years, ever since then. Okay, sorry. Continue with what you were saying.
I was just saying, I don't know a lot of young people who have passed away since March, but, like, parents and grandparents. I have a lot of friends who have lost parents and grandparents. So,
speaking of which, my second grade teacher died this week. Not unexpected, but still sad. Do you want to hear a funny story about that?
I do.
Yeah. So when I had her in second grade, it outside of all of the teachers' doors, it said their first initial and then their last name. So, Shannon, do you remember what my middle name is?
Suzanne? Yeah, okay.
Yes. Okay. So at the time, I was obsessed with American Girl dolls. And, like, that year in second grade, I got the first one I owned, which was Samantha. And so I was so obsessed with it. I was like, S. Van Houten. Her name must be Samantha. There's literally no other name that begins with S. Shannon, what's my middle name again?
Susan. Okay. There's no other name that begins with S. Samantha. Samantha. I don't know a Samantha.
Samantha. Her first name was Sybil, which I didn't know was a name at the time, but I still think that is so funny. I was like, her name has to be Samantha. There's no other option.
I feel like in Frozen 2, they should have called the wind Samantha instead of Gale. Like, that would have been a funny, like, full circle joke when Olaf was like, I don't know what Samantha, as the wind's blowing.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, that would have been a funny joke.
Gale. I mean, Gale. Come on. Too obvious.
Any interesting content you've been listening to or watching recently?
I don't remember shit, like, molds together. Oh,
when you said shit, I thought you were about to say Schitt's Creek again. Oh my god, Space Force was so funny.
Still watching Schitt's Creek. We have finished yet another round of all 5 seasons. Probably our 4th or 5th time through. Space Force. We've been kind of watching Space Force. We're on, I'm on episode 8. So
I finished it.
Yeah.
It's so goddamn good.
So good. Do you ever find out what Lisa Kudrow does?
No, not in the first season. Not in this season.
Just that she's in jail for 4 years.
I'm desperately curious. I'm sure everybody else is too, obviously.
I wonder if, because remember the first episode, she's like crying. She doesn't get that big ass Air Force house that she's been dreaming of her entire life. I wonder if she burnt the house down.
Yeah.
And it's like federal property.
That's a good guess.
Right. I can't have it, no one can have it. But to, like, burn this fucker down.
The thing that I keep on... I mean, obviously it's a fake TV show, but the thing that I kept on spinning my wheels on, where I was like, what would she be able to do that got her to prison for 4 years that didn't take away all of his security clearance?
40 years.
40. Did I not say 40?
I think you said 4.
Well, in my head, I said 40.
She's in federal pound me in the ass prison for 40 years.
I was thinking of saying that he was a 4-star general.
Oh, so yeah.
I'm drunk. I've been drinking. So I got those two things mixed up. Yeah. But like, what could she have done that gets her in prison for 40 years, but also doesn't throw any suspicion on him? Right. Because like, when you're at that level of the government, except, you know what, whatever Jared Kushner is, and it didn't fucking matter. So who cares? Who knows?
Yeah, I do like it that they sent her to a federal prison near where her husband was being stationed. That was considerate.
you saw the episode with the
skinny fuel?
No, that was really funny though.
Skinny fuel.
Where they were supposed to have, where he was supposed to be able to meet with her, and the president pulled it.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Only
yeah.
Winners get sex.
Yeah.
That shit. Slayed me. I was dying because they never say in the show, of course, that they're talking about Trump, but they're clearly talking about Trump.
Yeah. I loved FLOTUS's fashion contributions to Space Force.
That shit was funny.
So funny.
Did you see that the government might lose the Space Force logo?
For real?
Because the show got the rights to it first.
Shut the front door. That's not. So they'd have to pay Steve Carell to use the logo. Oh
my God, that's so goddamn funny.
That's hilarious.
Oh, I love it.
They'd have to pay him for the rights to it. That's so funny.
I didn't listen. Did you post last week's episode? I don't remember.
No, I didn't post it yet. We just talked about the normal stuff.
I know.
It's
not my fault then that I don't remember shit. But did I talk about meddling adults?
I don't think so.
All right. So this is my new podcast obsession. It's called Meddling Adults, right? Like, I would have gotten away with it too if it weren't for these meddling kids.
Oh, nice.
So the host reads, like, he reads children's mystery novels or watches Scooby-Doo, Nancy Drew, Hardy Boys, right? And he sums it up, gives his friends all of the like clues that they need, and asks them to solve the mystery. And it's so goddamn funny. And it all started because the guy who runs the show read all the Harry Potter books and couldn't figure out any of the twists. You know, like he was like, I can't solve a children's mystery to save my life. And every week they donate $50 to the charity of the choice of the person who gets the most answers correct.
Oh, so fun.
So they've got to say like who did it and why, and they get points if they guess the same thing as the host guessed. So it's very meddling adults. It's so funny.
Meddling adults.
Very, very funny. And, you know, they also, like, make fun of things because, like, some of the ones they do are Encyclopedia Brown, which was clearly, like, written, like, 70 years ago. So, like, so much of the shit is outdated and silly.
Awesome. That sounds fun. I like it. Yeah, I've had a hard time keeping up with my own daily podcasts, so.
Well, that one's once a week.
Yeah. I can't even keep up with those either. Man, like I lost that morning commute, so I lost all that time, and it just, it's, you know, like you do things in a routine, and it's not my routine to listen to those podcasts while working. Like I could, I get 8 hours in front of the computer still every day, so I still have plenty of time to listen and work, but it just like doesn't dawn on me to do that because like my routine at work is like to listen to music or, you know, do something else. So
I'm having the same thing. I used to listen to like 2 podcasts a day while I was getting ready in the morning, and now I just don't.
Yeah.
But I still listen to them sometimes in the evening when I'm trying to wind down, and like I play phone games and listen to podcasts and stuff. So the other one that is delightful is Lauren Lapkus and Nicole Byer, and it's called Newcomers, and they watch all the Star Wars movies for the first time. Very funny.
I can imagine. I can just imagine Nicole Byer.
She loves Jar Jar Binks.
And all her questions.
She like defends him and is like, that is great physical comedy. He should have gotten the kind of recognition that Andy Serkis got. Like,
George Lucas says he put Jar Jar in there for children. To get like children into Star Wars. And that's why all the like the meddling adults hated it. I didn't think he was bad. Like I never saw why people hated him and thought he was the worst. I thought he was fine.
At the time, people were like, he's racist. And I was like, he can't be racist. He's an alien from a different land. But now I see how it's racist. How he's like, Misa, you saw. Like, that whole thing sounds very like Massa. Like, very it.
Like, are we from the South, sir? 1930s from the South?
It's very close. It's very close to being a minstrel stereotype. Way too close for comfort.
Yeah.
It's like overstanding yourself on purpose and then saying it's not blackface, you know?
Yeah, that was a movie too. So taking too many tanning pills to appear black because you won a black minority scholarship.
Right. Yeah, like let's not do that. That's bad.
George caught a lot of flack in those first three movies when he was trying to come up with different voices for all the alien races and fell back on voices we're used to hearing, like Asian tones and black tones and whatnot. So
yeah, I was actually thinking about this is really fascinating. I've been reading the Thrawn books, right? So the original Thrawn trilogy was released in the early 90s and it was considered some of the best expanded universe stuff. But then it was changed to Legends and was no longer canon when Disney bought Star Wars, right? And so now I'm reading the new Thrawn trilogy that is canon. And Thrawn is on the Rebels show, the Rebels Star Wars show that you can see on Disney Plus. And he has this very dignified, like slow, particular dignified accent where he'll be like, yes, and that is exactly why I know that so-and-so is the spy, right? Like that's like, that's his tone. And in the book, they talk about how, like the reason he has that tone is so we're supposed to take him like more seriously, you know, but in the book, they talk about how he has this like backwater accent that makes no one take him seriously because he's from the like most outer rim, you know? So anyway, I found that really interesting where I was like, they like did this on the show for us to have one thing, but like in the book, his accent is a different thing that like raises something different for us. Like, I don't know. I found it really interesting because, you know, I mean, I guess it would be really hard to make up an accent like that. Moira Rose.
The worst accent to try to do. There's one guy on TikTok that can do it pretty damn well. And I'm so jelly.
Today.
Right?
Do it. He's so fucking good at it.
I know. He's so good. And the only thing I'd be like is baby. Like even then, it's just like, what are you trying to say, Shannon?
The one thing I can do is David.
Isn't it time for that baby to be expired? You know, like she.
Dracula today.
Right? Just her vernacular. She takes the most simplest of words and says them in the most difficult ways, you know? Yep. Isn't it time for that kid to go to bed? And she's like, isn't it time for that baby to be expired? It's not expired, but you know what I mean? What is the line? I texted it to you like a week ago.
Yeah, I know.
I was watching that episode and I was just like, I was blown away by the vocabulary.
Where is the baby's chamber?
Right.
But yeah, so Lauren Lapkus and Nicole Byer.
Watching Star Wars.
Yeah, Newcomers is the name of the podcast. And then the other thing I watched this week was a Lauren Lapkus movie that was just released onto Netflix called The Wrong Missy. And not to give away the ending, but I'm gonna. I was really hoping they were about to turn like rom-com tropes on their head, but they don't. They just, it is a rom. This isn't giving away the ending. It's just telling you that it's a rom-com.
Right, right. No, I wasn't over you telling us, because you know I always want the end of the movie before I watch it. So I need to know what I'm getting into.
The premise is he goes on this horrible first date with this woman who he, you know, thought was named Melissa, but she goes by Missy. And he actually, oh, and it's David Spade. And he actually jumps out the bathroom window to
I haven't seen the preview, but I see the icon on Netflix for it.
And then 3 months later, he meets this woman, Melissa, who is perfect. They get along so well. They make out in a closet. They're at the airport. They like hang out at the bar together. They get along. They're reading the same book, right? Like everything is perfect. So he thinks he's texting her, and he texts the other one. And is like, come with me to Hawaii for my company retreat this weekend. And he texts the crazy one from the bad blind date. And she shows up in Hawaii and acts a fool.
That just sounds like another regular rom-com. Killing
it's
me.
Still, you know.
It's still cute.
It's still cute. Here's the thing. The physical comedy in it is great.
It's good.
Yes.
David Spade is petite man. I met him once in college. He performed at Central and then came to Bennigan's where I worked to eat afterwards.
Yeah.
And he did like a photo with all the staff. He's literally my height and like 100 pounds soaking wet.
Yeah. Lauren Lapkus towers over him, which is also part of like the hilarity of the. Yeah. So anyway, if you are in the mood for some brain candy, for some, you know, just like bullshit to watch.
Yeah.
That you don't have to think too hard about, or, you know, like if life's getting you down and you feel like a rom-com, I would recommend it. There were issues I had with it, like I do with every rom-com, but it was #rom-coms ruined my life.
My life.
But yeah, it was fun. It was fun and stupid.
Well, you should watch that after you watch Death of a Black Panther, Fred Hampton.
Tell me.
I haven't watched it yet, but it's in my queue on Amazon Prime. I found a Twitter feed, and I don't know if you had posted it or someone else. I'm in a progressive mom group right now. Somehow all like the liberal hippies found each other in Brighton and Livingston County, and we're finally in a group together. So I read this Twitter feed that this woman was telling the story of Fred Hampton. He was a 21-year-old leader in the Black Panthers in Chicago. Very charismatic, very, you know, empathic, very like into his community, uniting people who shouldn't be united. And J. Edgar Hoover and the FBI murdered him. They infiltrated his circle.
I've heard of him before. Not a total fucking idiot. But I only just realized it right now. That's why I had to specify that I'm not stupid, because that was
I'd never heard of him. And so like reading this Twitter feed like was like, oh, I need to look into this. So I did find a little documentary on Amazon about him, and I need to watch it. But he was murdered by the FBI. His bodyguard was an FBI spy. Like a criminal that they got to infiltrate his circle, drugged him like with sedatives so he wouldn't wake up, and the FBI raided his house and shot him and the other Black Panthers like 99 times.
Yeah.
So all of this came out years later in the 70s when a bunch of white liberal hippie douches like us raided an FBI office in Pittsburgh and stole a bunch of paperwork and uncovered this super secret, group of like domestic spies that Hoover had set up. So the Twitter feed was wondering like, what would America look like today if he hadn't died? Like that's one of those time travel movies where you go back and save Fred Hampton and see if his life really would have changed the landscape of, the racial issues in America. He was literally on the verge of uniting the Latin Kings with the Black Panthers and the local churches in his community to move forward with peace across races. So it would just, the Twitter feed was pretty moving, so I'm going to look into that a little more. So I think that's one of the things I'm going to try to start doing as an ally, is just like learning more about Black history. I know that white people have been really shitty to people of color, and it's really depressing to learn about and read about. But I think it's something that we should be doing as allies. So there's also some really amazing, like, uplifting things too. All the inventors, all the scientists. We literally would not have gone to the moon if it weren't for a bunch of really brilliant Black women.
Yeah, fuck yeah, Black women. Let's not forget, it's Pride Month. The, you know, riots at Stonewall, which is why we celebrate Pride Month, were started by Black trans women.
Yep. So, I have seen a lot. We all remember I'm addicted to TikTok now. I'm on gay Black TikTok. And a lot of the Black creators are just supporting us is doing a lot. Donate to the ACLU, donate to the NAACP, or find a minority organization that's near and dear to your heart to help us. And then like Black creators. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and just support Black artists, Black businesses, and whatnot. And that, they say, will make a difference. We'll make, you know, more difference than we think. And I don't want to be like it's white guilt, but I feel like white allies want to do more and aren't particularly convinced that that's all I have to do. What do you mean that's all I have to do? And they're like, that's all you have to do.
You know, you brought up something that that I've really been struggling with lately. We have gotten into the serious portion of our show.
Welcome, bah, bah, bah.
Which is feeling like everybody, like, no matter what you do, you will be criticized for it.
Yeah.
You know, and like, I want to be good and I want to be kind and I want everyone to be safe and secure. And I want to help them feel that way, you know, unless they would be safe and secure with, like, you know, the mass killing of a different race, in like which case, obviously I don't want that. But I still want them to be able to accept other people and feel safe and secure around other people. You know, like, I want to be good. I want to be kind. I want to, like, put good into the world. And I just feel like no matter how you try to do that, somebody's going to tell you you're doing it wrong.
Yeah. I mean, we've been telling Black people and other people of color that you're protesting wrong for 50 years, you know, like, taking a knee was one of the most respectful things you could have done, to be like, fuck you guys.
Yeah.
And like, now all of a sudden it's okay. Like, go fuck yourselves. So we've been trying to be peaceful. Now it's time to fuck shit up.
Yeah.
I have absolutely no problems with the riots and the destruction of other property.
Well, you know, people call destruction of property violence. And I just have this to say about that. It's not violence because it's charged as destruction of property, and violence is charged as other crimes. And if destruction of property were the same thing as violence, it would be charged the same as violence.
Now, I'm not dumb. I'm not blind. I know some of this violence is being instigated by white supremacists and outside forces. I know that a lot of minority businesses have been the brunt of some of this destruction, and I do think it sucks. But I think when you look at the overall umbrella of destruction, that it's just like anyone who's trying to get attention. You won't listen to me when I'm nice and polite. What is it going to take for you to listen to me? You know, it's just like a four-year-old child. Mommy, you're not paying attention to me. I'm going to go break this shit over here so you pay attention to me. Because negative attention is still attention. So, and please, listeners, know that we are speaking in the broadest of terms, and we are nothing but ignorant, privileged white women. But, like, we're trying to educate ourselves. We're trying to be supportive. We're trying to be allies. So, and these are just our opinions, you know, what is that black guy got killed. And I'm like, so don't care. One white guy got killed.
Out of right. Everyone. That guy, the one where it was like, yeah, I've actually seen that going around, and literally everybody who's posted it, I've unfriended, except for one friend who was a person of color who made comments about how it was bullshit. I was almost like, how did you? Oh, never mind. I got to read first. But they were like, so-and-so white guy was killed by a cop. And I'm like, that's not, like, that's like when a woman was like, I was raped, and men are like, yeah, men get raped too. Like, not the discussion.
I was raped. What were you wearing? Well, if you were only protesting peacefully, this wouldn't have happened. Well, if you were breaking the law and following curfew, this wouldn't have happened. Versus 2 weeks ago, I'm not wearing a fucking mask. You can't tell me what to do. Go fuck yourselves.
Home orders are tyranny.
Listen to the police and you wouldn't get murdered. Go fuck yourself. You go get a great big goddamn 6-inch fist and go fuck yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, and a lot of people in that thing being like, this white guy was killed, are like, what about now? But like, I really feel like that can be asked about almost any time a movement starts.
I'm not,
you know,
yeah.
Is like, what about now in Ferguson? You know, mm-hmm. What about now? Did you know there was a woman who did a bus protest like Rosa Parks before Rosa Parks did hers? Like, what about Rosa Parks's bus protest made more headlines than the other woman's? Like, The question, what about now? Like, why now? Can be asked any time that there, you know, same with Me Too. Why did Me Too start when it did? Why did have that moment? Like, that is true about just any sort of like civil protest or civil unrest. Right. It's really difficult to figure out what things attach when and why. Like, that's just
why what's happening today. Why didn't this happen 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago? I mean, Rodney King, there were riots, yes, but like nothing fucking changed 5 years ago. Was it Trayvon Martin killed 5 years ago?
I don't remember
5 years ago, but like, why weren't we rioting 5 years ago? Like, maybe we're just fucking tired of it. And I'm seeing more and more white allies like standing up, arguing, protesting, forming rallies. And it's just like, I feel like something's different this time. I mean, you and I have literally been raised in like this second wave of racial discrimination in America. You know, first wave was when our parents were young, and they were way too young to remember that. Like, my parents were born in 55 and 56, so they were like toddlers. But like, you and I have, we have like been raised in this throng of like this second wave of racial issues and disparities in America, and it's not getting better. It's only getting worse. And I think everyone is just finally old enough. And, you know, we're going to embody the voice of Dee Snider. And we're going to be like, we're not fucking taking it anymore. We need to change. We have to change. And the time is now. You know?
Yeah. I mean, and I actually think if we're asking the question, what about now? Part of the answer is less people are working and more people are working from home. Mm-hmm. I think that's part of it, is that with so many people unemployed and so many people working from home, fewer of us being slaves to capitalism, you know, like capitalism keeps us from having uprisings all the time. Yeah. Oh, also, extra fuck Chick-fil-A. They were wearing, like, they told their people who worked for them that they were not allowed to both admit that they work for Chick-fil-A and support Black Lives Matter on public social media.
Oh, fuck off. That's all they do is employ minorities because they're fast food chain in the goddamn South.
Yeah. So
fuck off.
Eat shit and die. Lush. my former employer, those bastard ass pieces of shit. The owner of Lush, and this is the owner of Lush in the UK, and they were like, Lush North America is different. And I was like, whatever, boycott them all, fuck them. was like giving out free bath bombs to cops. So fuck that.
I do and love it that protesters in England threw a slave trader
into the fucking
statue into the river.
Oh my God.
That was amazing.
I love it.
People are protesting worldwide. Lisa was protesting in France.
Yay! Go
week.
Lisa!
Like, they got tear gassed. They had to go hide. Like, she said a local business, a grocery store, opened its doors and let everyone rush inside to hide from the cops and shut the doors behind
let's
them.
Let's talk about how tear gassing is considered a war crime and you're not allowed to use it in war.
Yeah. But you can use it on peaceful protesters. Hey! This is a worldwide movement, and I think the world is just tired, and this was just like the final straw that broke the camel's back, and we're just like, fuck off.
The final countdown? I'm sorry.
It's the final countdown. Do-do-do-do. Do-do-do-do.
No,
ma'am. I feel something's coming. Either something is going to, amazing is going to happen, or we're all going to be in The Handmaid's Tale in like 6 months.
One of those two.
And I'm like old and barren, so they're probably going to murder me, right? Isn't that how it goes? If you can't reproduce, like you're euthanized?
No. If you can't reproduce and you can prove that you're like on board with the bullshit, but I think you would get killed because you have tattoos. You have, like, anybody who has tattoos or is, like, gay, they get killed. But you would be a Martha. You would be somebody who works in the kitchen or households. Mm. You would be the cook. If you weren't a heathen who sold sex toys. Like, you're fucked.
Mm. Yeah.
So am I. I'm covered in tattoos. I can't cover these up.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the reason why I've never seen that show, because I'm like, too close to home, thanks. I'm going to go watch Good Place and Schitt's Creek again.
Yeah, I mean, there's another season coming out, and I'm like, yeah, not interested this time.
Yeah. I think their numbers are going to go down because people are just like, nope, sorry, we're kind of living it at this point. Not interested.
On the plus side of our lives, both of our towns had really, like, successful, nice protests/vigils this week.
Yes. So Brighton had a rally on Saturday. It was actually organized by the DEI director for LSNA at U of M. She got several speakers to come out, and we just kind of all listened and stood in some truths. You know, they shared stories from minority friends. All the speakers were white women. There was a nice little group of some people of color that showed up, biracial children. There was one black guy that came down and like kind of, they brought sidewalk chalk out for people to write messages on. And he came through the crowd and just kind of stood in the middle of the sidewalk chalk and like watched people write. And I think he was just kind of like taking it in and standing in our truth and trying to be allies. And that was kind of cool to see. So some local ministers talked, a social worker who works for underprivileged children in a foster home in Lansing. They talked a lot about privilege and how we can help. They shared stories from minorities who were like, you know, I really don't want to live in Livingston County because of X, Y, and Z. You know, I'm still afraid, you know, to live here. So we were just kind of called, our call to action was just kind of like, it's time to get uncomfortable. It's time to start standing up, and it's time to do what you feel you can to help some more support people of color. So it was really great. We did hold a 2.5 minute of silence because that was the length of time after George Floyd stopped breathing before the cop got off his neck. So you guys held a full 8.5 minutes.
8 minutes, 46 seconds.
That's going to be a long fucking time because I thought 2.5 minutes was 8 minutes. So,
yeah, I mean, it really put it in perspective. So it was the group that I'm a part of, the political action group that I'm a part of, that decided to hold the vigil. And we chose a vigil as opposed to a rally or protest because we were like, we're a ton of white people in a white person town. And like, how can we do this the most respectful way?
Yeah.
Like, what is the like kindest, most thoughtful thing we can do? Right. Because, you know, what, we're not going to like protest necessarily Dexter's cops, which they drove by a bunch of times and did not interact with us at all. There were lots of cars who drove by. Oh, there was like a big truck that drove by and there was a black guy in the passenger seat. Like it was like a truck doing a delivery, like a booze truck or whatever, mm-hmm. right? Like a big truck. And he threw up the black power symbol and like did that and cheered
aww,
for us.
Like, yay.
Bless your sweet little heart. I love you.
Yeah, we got a few honks. But it was like 2 or 3 compared to all the cars that drove by.
No, we got a ton. So,
yeah,
we
that's
got a
great.
Ton of honks. And, yeah. And interestingly, like the cars going by sort of figured it out. Like there was lots of honking and stuff before the kneeling started. And then during the kneeling, there was a ton less. Like they, like the cars going by, like fully got that we were doing a moment mm-hmm. of silence. And I was the timekeeper and I had a
wow.
cowbell. And every minute I went tink.
Nice.
That was fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I got to, I like rang the cowbell and I was like, please join us in kneeling. Tink, 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 tink. And then, so if you watch the video of it and you hear the cowbell throughout it, it's
that's
me.
That's you. That's me. Fun. That's fun.
But like that real quick, let's circle back to the previous conversation we were having about like, you're like doing stuff wrong. Right. Like
right.
I was really proud of that, of like helping to, like the vigil made me cry, you know, like people's protest signs made me cry. Seeing mm-hmm. everybody kneeling for that long while I was standing up on the gazebo was really beautiful and made me cry. And like, I wanted to post about it, but I didn't post about it because I didn't want to seem like I was making it about me.
Right.
You know? And there's just like, it's so complex to me, like trying to figure out what the right thing is.
Yeah. Yeah. Checked in after the fact and the event popped up under my comment, which I liked better than like posting a picture and shit, because if people go to that event, it actually lists all the resources and websites that they handed out in a pamphlet of for how you can help, where you can donate and stuff. So I thought that was important. So did you know, our speaker said this, did you know George Floyd mom died 2 years ago?
I did. I just found that out today.
Yeah, I didn't know that. And the, like when she said that, like I lost it. Like that broke my heart even more.
Because he like, called out for her.
Called out for her. Like he called out for his mommy. Maybe she was there to take him home. It was so heartbreaking.
I know. It's
yeah,
so
this
sad.
Is like, I don't know why, but this is like the first time in all these horrible acts of violence that I've just like, I've cried and I've bawled on the couch. And like, I can't get George's words out of my head, you know? And then to learn that like his mom fucking died 2 years ago, like, he wasn't calling out to her to be like, mom, come save me. It was just like, mom, like, you know, called out to his dead fucking mother. And I'm just like, I'm done. I'm done. Take me home now. Stick a fork in me. I'm done.
Did you see what babynames.com did?
No, what?
They fucking posted every person, black person murdered unfairly, and said all of these were someone's kids.
Yeah.
So it had, you know, of course, George Floyd and Tamir Rice and Trayvon Martin and John Crawford III. And but it was Brianna. It was so fucking long, and they just had a box, and I was like, "Yes, babynames.com. Yes, radicalize me."
Yeah.
That was so good.
And Graffiti Alley in Ann Arbor, it's a section of it's been repainted. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't seen it.
It's been repainted black with Black Lives Matter in the middle, and then everyone's names written nice and neat in like a giant square around it. So I'll try to find, Google it and find that and send it to you.
I love that.
LaTanya has it as her like Zoom background right now, so... So we had a little thing at work today. So every other Tuesday is like our DEI group, a little journal club. And at work, I would try to go if I wasn't too busy. And half the time, I never read the articles. But, you know, I could always catch on real quick and always had an opinion, of course. So today's was open up. Well, not that it was opened up, but it was like... We're doing this extra special thing today. Please come. And like 42 people in our department showed up out of like the 50 some that we work with. So it was really great. And, you know, a lot of people are trying to figure out how to navigate relationships going forward. You know, 4th of July is coming up and, you know, we all have to go to picnics with our racist families. And what happens? Is this the last time I'm going to see my family? Am I going to make those decisions? Am I going to be able to stand in my truth? Because this shit's going to come up. And how am I going to respond? So, yeah. But, and, you know, LaTanya led it. And she's like, I'm angry. I'm really angry. She talked to her grandma, and her grandma's like, I thought this shit was going to be over 50 years ago. If you had asked me 50 years ago, I would have said there's no way my great-grandchildren were still going to be fighting this fight. You know?
Yeah, I know. So,
like 5 generations of her family fighting this fight. So.
I've got a couple of great internet things of the week. I know we're not quite to the end yet. I have other things to talk about, but both of these are on topic to what we're talking about now. So this one says, if the police never did wrong, people would trust them. Nobody ever made a song called Fuck the Fire Department.
Oh my God, I'm dead. I'm so fucking dead right now. Is it racist if I find that song and put it at the end of our podcast this week?
What? Fuck the fire department?
Fuck the police.
Yeah, fuck the police.
I guess there was the 911 is a joke song, but you're right. No one ever said fuck the fire department.
I mean, we could also do some Rage Against the Machine, which is the other thing that I was about
to
say.
Yeah.
So somebody added Tom Morello of Rage Against the Machine. And I literally, like, this has to be satire. How? I used to be a fan until your political opinions came out. Music is my sanctuary, and the last thing I want is to hear political BS when I'm listening to music. As far as I'm concerned, you and Pink are completely done. Keep running your mouth and ruining your fan base. What the fuck did you think you were listening to?
Right? Yeah, most... music, unless you're listening to K-pop and Backstreet Boys.
Okay,
that's fucking political, man.
Tom Morello is of Rage Against the Machine, so yeah, he's telling Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah,
that
he's being ironic. I'm hoping.
I hope because
Rage Against the Machine has always been political. They were the ones that told us in 1994, "Fuck you, I won't do what you told me." Like, I was raised on Rage Against the Machine, Tupac, and Biggie. Like, fuck off. I was raised for this bullshit. And then millennials were raised on fucking Harry Potter, Katniss Everdeen, and fucking Percy Jackson. You guys have been training for better than I have because you've been reading dystopian literature your entire lives. I've just been listening to it. Like, through music.
Okay, so speaking of Harry Potter, J.K. Rowling was terrible again this week. So,
I have to burn her books. I just bought a whole set for Catherine.
No, you don't have to burn her books. Here is my opinion on this, which is, you know, you have to have the difficult conversations around the shit that she has said and done, you know, and including in the novels, right? Like, there's a race of slaves who wants to be slaves. That's fucked.
Yeah.
Right? Which actually, funnily enough, I always thought was an interesting commentary, because how do you help someone who doesn't want to be helped? Like, I thought that was a very interesting question, but the issue is that she never answers it.
Yeah. You know? And we've always discussed, like, some women like a boot on their neck.
Yeah.
You know, that's where they feel their places.
That's the house elves entire thing. So I think it would have been better if she had resolved that in some way, but, like, that's still problematic as fuck. So anyway, you have to, like, look it in the eye, name it, say what it is, right? But, like, so many things that we consume, literally everything that we consume, is problematic. You and I are problematic. We try really hard to be, like, thoughtful and kind and wise, mm-hmm. but we're still problematic because we are flawed humans. Yeah. Shakespeare, that guy was, like, racist and sexist and anti-Semitic. But there's entire people who just study him. You know, Wagner, huge anti-Semite. Mm-hmm. And I find it a lot more difficult when the person is still alive. But, you know, I mean, I'm, like, the biggest Harry Potter fan. Mm-hmm. I know all the Harry Potter things. I won, like, a prize at Harry Potter trivia when I was on a cruise ship. I know how that impressive that is, because you don't have your phone to cheat.
Right. Yeah. No, my friend Alan plays Harry Potter trivia all the time. They're very competitive. And I'm like, I can't compete because I haven't read the book in years. And, you know, I know zero details. I only know the big things that happen. I can't remember the small details that are required of you for these competitions.
Right. It's just,
So what'd she say?
So there was an article and it was talking about people who menstruate. And it was like, I think there's a word for that. Warmwarned. So not everybody who menstruates is a woman. Trans men, they menstruate. Non-binary folks, they menstruate. Also, girls menstruate. Little girls, 10 and 11 year olds. And I'm not going to call them women because they're fucking not. And I'm not going to over sexualize little girls by calling them women because they menstruate. So she was, you know, she confuses sex and gender all the time. She says transphobic shit all the time. And, you know, she doubled down on it. She thinks that women are being erased by not using the word woman. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
People who menstruate was a totally reasonable thing to say in an article about menstruation. They weren't using people who menstruate as, like, an alternative to saying women. They were talking about people who menstruate.
Right, which is more than just women.
Girls, non-binary folks, and trans men all menstruate. So she was transphobic once a fucking again.
Is she my mom's age? Is she in her 50s?
Yeah.
60s? Yeah. It's like these boomers that, like, refuse to, like, open their minds and listen to the people around them.
And then in defense of herself, she said, if trans people are being, discriminated against, I would walk with them. If they are, bitch,
they're still getting murdered in the streets for being trans. You know? especially trans minorities, are still targeted and murdered.
All the fucking time. She's 54. So, you know, I am going to do my best to...
Oh, so she's elder Gen X.
She is elder Gen X.
Yeah. Like, that's 10 years older than me, 10 years younger than my mom. Like, that's early Gen X.
Whatever.
Shit. Right? Like, we're both, like, spent. We're like, whatever, assholes.
But what I was going to say is whatever. That... not planning on purchasing new books or official merchandise anymore. But, like, Harry Potter holds a huge place in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. It taught me to, like, stand up for what's right. You know?
Does she get money from officially licensed merchandise?
Yeah.
Oh, so we should just all get our shit on Etsy illegally.
There it is.
Which you didn't hear from us. By the way, you know, we still have all of our brand new Disney shirts for our non-existent vacations.
Yeah.
Right.
Disney shirts. I bought myself some funny running tank tops this week. One of them was, I did a Disney tank top, a running tank top grab bag. So I don't know what's coming in that one. And I got this running tank top. It's got a little, I got a tank top. This has a shirt. See that cute little turtle on it?
Yeah.
It says, I run. I'm slower than a herd of turtles stampeding through peanut butter, but I run.
Nice. I like it.
And then I got one that says, tattoos, thick thighs, pretty eyes. No, tattoos, pretty eyes, thick thighs.
There we go.
It's like, it me. And then this one it was me. Supposed to be a running shirt, but I just bought the regular t-shirt because I'm going to wear it all the time. That says, if my mouth doesn't say it, my face definitely will.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh. Hello, you've attacked me with this shirt.
Right. Oh, I love and miss you.
I love and miss you too. We should start talking about doing this in person again.
Yeah. Yeah.
We are allowed to do that.
Yes, we are allowed to do that. So 100 people or less.
Yeah. Me being in your house is fewer than 100 people. Just in case anyone was confused about that math.
We could also sit outside if the mosquitoes weren't so bad.
Oh, sweet Jesus, they're so bad. Like, I thought these were mosquito bites all over me until I found a tick in my bed, and now I'm all confused and terrified.
No, Catherine's getting eaten up just playing in the yard in the daytime. Like, today she didn't want to go outside and play because of all the mosquitoes. I was like, it's like 90 degrees out, you're okay.
Like, yeah, they're sleeping.
It's that like early morning time and that dusk time. Like, it's got to be like a little humid out for them to come out and eat you.
Yeah.
That middle of the day hotness, they don't like it either.
Right.
So.
Did you see any?
Wrap it up. Do we have anything else? Do you have any other rants?
Rant? I mean, we touched on it. I didn't end up ranting about it, but just that like it's.
Oh, yeah.
Just that it's, like, fucking hard to figure out the right thing. And, like, yeah. Because I posted this anti-police thing on my page, and it was very Maggie because I'm so irreverent in general. And I was like, this works for me. It said, I scream, you scream, we all scream for fundamental change in policing and criminal justice. Mm-hmm. Right? Which I thought was delightful.
Yes, it was. I saw it.
And the first comment within minutes was my friend, all caps, responding to me, being like, this is about race. This is a race war. And I was like, didn't say it wasn't. It's not what I was trying to imply.
Yeah.
Trying to imply that the police suck and I'm promoting rethinking policing.
Yeah.
Which includes dealing with racism.
Yeah.
So, like, that whole thing of, like, trying to correct everybody on everything they say and like any kind of activism that anybody does is wrong. It's just like really weighing on me. I'm just been having a hard time with it.
That Democratic thing was weird.
They it was
pushed a bill through. I don't even remember what the bill was. Let me look it up. I think it's still on my phone. But it was a group of 20 Democrats. 15 of which appeared, from what I could tell, to be minorities. I deleted it. I got to pull it up from your text message. I didn't delete it. It's just like gone. It's a police reform bill to create a national registry on misconduct. And it was a room full of 20 Democrats, of which 75% were minorities, and they were all wearing like African stoles.
Yeah.
And I was just like, that's kind of weird. Isn't that like cultural appropriation? Like, whose idea was that? And what's the story behind it?
Right.
And then there was another picture of them like all kneeling in solidarity, like in the middle of some sort of hall, which of course then Scott and I joked about, like, how do you get up from that? Because I'm 42 and can't get up, and all these old fuckers are in their 60s. So who helped them all up after that photo op in their heels and suits?
It was awkward, and I don't think it was the best choice. And that's what I have to say about it. And on the flip side, they were trying to do good. They were trying to show solidarity. They were trying to be good and kind. You know, so I think this, like, smacking down people for not being good enough, don't smack people down. This is the point. Let's not smack down. Let's just raise up. Yeah. Let's just say, instead of saying you did it wrong, like, let's just say, here's how we can be better. Right?
Yeah.
And that's how I feel a lot, too, when I'm trying to correct men on women's issues. I mean, if they're like not all men, I'm like, shut the fuck up. You've definitely been told that that is not appropriate many times by now.
Yeah.
But like, you know, if they're trying to be allies and they don't get it quite right, I am never going to be like, you're fucking wrong, white man. You know, like, I'm just not going to do that. If they're trying, if they're putting in the effort, and that's how I hope all, like, I'm saying that as the oppressed person in that scenario, but like, I would hope that's how it would go all the time. Mm-hmm. But if you are trying to be good and righteous and helpful and you misstep, that like the people will say, hey, just so you know, or like, here's how you can be better.
Mm-hmm.
Because like some famous woman who is black said, and I don't remember her name, when you know better, you do better.
Right.
Who was it who said that?
I don't know. On an unrelated note, Pornhub does not pixelate out their thumbnails on their main website. So beware if you're going there on your phone.
It was Maya Angelou who said that. I know, and it was somebody iconic and somebody I should have remembered.
Premium is still currently free.
Oh.
Yeah, they put premium for free since like COVID lockdown, so.
Well, that's
nice. Why are you on Pornhub, you ask, Shannon?
I know exactly why you're on Pornhub.
I did send that to Kelly. She did laugh. And I did, like, was like, oh, maybe this isn't true, but sorry. Anyway, so you might hear Maggie and I on another podcast soon. We'll see if they reach out to us.
Yeah.
So the Women's Podcast, WIMMENS, is hosted by our friend Kelly and her best friends.
But so, even if we're not on it, you should still listen to it because it's incredible.
Yes, they're really funny. I love
them.
They're
so funny.
Love them to bits. So if you're tired of listening to us, you should go listen to them. So, anything else to promote?
That was it. I was going to try. So I, you know, because I've been running more, I saved a couple of running memes. So that was going to be our internet thing of the week to like lighten it up for the end. Right. So this one says, I'm not running away from something. I'm running toward something, specifically toward a pan of brownies.
Love
and then
it.
This one says, me jerking off at 3 a.m. My fitness tracker. Why are you running? So those are some delightful running memes.
There's a TikTok that's like that. It's like, it's a voiceover. So people just kind of do it. They lip sync it. And it's everyone who does it is usually drinking coffee or something, looking out the window and going like, why are you running? Is someone chasing you? Are you okay? Anyway, all right. I forget what episode this is supposed to be.
Good question.
I need to take a peek. Sorry, Pornhub, you're done.
239.
Yeah, 239. 239. Because okay, I got
238. Find us everywhere. If we said something fucked up today,
tell us. Yeah.
Please. We are open to being better and doing better.
We will not take offense. So we definitely both want to be better. We want to be better people. We want to be better allies.
Unless you cancel culture me for just misspeaking, because I'm not all about that. Unless you're like, fuck you forever, because you misspoke this one time.
You're dead to me.
You're dead to me. But like you said, I'm open to learning and being better and doing better, because that's how everybody gets better. So,
yeah.
So find us on social media, That More Thing, because that's the name of the podcast. And then you can also interact with me on Twitter. I am Maggie at Brain of Maggie.
And I'm Shannon at Shannon's Party.
And this has been episode 239 of That More Thing with Shannon and Maggie. Bye.
Bye.
Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. Motherfucker.